did everyone get one sheet? Okay. So the topic of today's discussion is going to be the first verse of Shishikshastika. Recently we had a discussion on the first verse, and we had a few devotees, and they loved it. They loved the discussion and they loved the understanding of this verse, that even for all of our benefit again, and to bathe myself again in the meaning of this verse, we plan to take this verse again. So I'm pretty sure most of them weren't there for this discussion except a few. So let's dive into the first verse of Shishikshastika. Before that, let's chant our prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chaitanya manokishtam sthapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kada mahyam dadati swapadantikam mandeham shri guru shri tapada kamalam shri guru vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So since we have a few devotees today for the discussion, let's have it as much interactive as possible, so that it doesn't sound a lecture. Let's have it as a dialogue or a discussion. Because it's, you know, how much can I give? We have come here to share. Because I've come here more to take than to give. Yes? So let's start with a few questions, basic questions, and everybody is welcome to answer. What does the word Shikshashtaka mean?
Eight prayers.
Yes, eight prayers. What does Shiksha mean?
Instructions.
Instructions. And Ashtaka mean?
Eight.
So as Prabhu said, Shikshashtaka means eight verses or eight instructions of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's have a quick round where we go from whoever can start, you can volunteer. We're going to speak one point about Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you know. Alright? Since we said Shri Chaitanya, everyone is going to speak one point about Shri Chaitanya. It could be anything, whatever you have heard, read, or you know. But please note that the points shouldn't have been repeated. It has to be a unique point. So, who wants to start first? Those who start first, please note that you have like the ocean. You can pick anything. the Mataji at the garland is raising her hand. Okay. Could we start like this? Krishna Mataji? Is that a good
one?
Yes.
He was very strict in his vows of sannyas.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict in his vows of sannyas. Very nice.
He is described as Krishna with a golden hue of Radharani.
Beautiful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from
Krishna
and
Radharani.
So we find two deities, very beautiful, Radha and Gopi Vallabha. But if both of them have to come in one murti or one form, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes.
Yeah, I do not know much. But
no problem. You're welcome.
But I think I read somewhere like somebody was asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you don't want to know anything, like you just keep on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Uh-huh.
So I think he just said, that's what I know, and I'm very small in knowledge or something. I do not know. Like.
Okay. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati. And Prakashananda Saraswati and the Mayavadi say that you're always chanting. You're always just chanting the holy name. You should read Vedanta.
Yeah.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answers by saying that my spiritual master understood me to be a fool. And it is only the holy name which can uplift me. He was sarcastic. Very nice point. Wonderful. Is there anything you would like?
I have no answer for you today.
Okay, no problem. Your presence is your answer. Yes, Mataji.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name to all over the world.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the one who blessed us with the chanting of the holy name. It always existed in the scriptures, but it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who opened the treasure box and blessed us with the holy name. Yes, Prabhu. You're Ishwara Puri, so what do you have to say?
When you fall in trances, like Nettasi, only Sagabhauna Vatacharya recovered and was positioned by Lord Chaitanya. He be able to touch him in the cover of what was the situation, what's going on with him, nobody knows.
Okay, so Prabhuji is sharing about the instance of the... That's actually a message from the spiritual world that all of us have to put our phones on silent. We all have to be on the general mode and give our answers, but our phones have to be in the silent mode. It shouldn't be the other way, where we are in the silent mode in the discussion and our phones are in the general mode. Okay? Alright. So Prabhuji spoke about the interaction between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Yes. Mataji? Mataji dresses and takes care of the deities. So that's her answer. Yes, Prabhuji. Anything about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would you like to share?
Chaitanya was the Krishna himself.
No cheating, that's already covered. That point is already covered. Anything you would like to add? Or? No problem. Okay. Prasanna Prabhu.
When he was born, I read like, you know, everywhere there is a chanting going on.
Very nice.
Holy name.
Very nice. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adventured to give the holy name, and he gave the holy name in such a way that right from birth, the time when he appeared into this world, of course that's a long story, but the essence is that everybody in Navadvip were loudly chanting, they were dipping themselves in the Ganga and they were loudly saying, Hari Hari! What were they saying?
Hari Hari.
Not like this.
Hari
Hari! Hari.
Something like this. Wonderful. So for those who came in just now, we are having a short discussion on the Shikshashtaka. So would you like to add one point about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you know? Anything?
He spread the holy names of Krishna.
Okay.
And he was known as Prema Avatar.
Prema Avatar. Very nice. New point. So he was the one who gave the holy name. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And Mataji at the back, would you like to add something? 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So when did he appear? 5,000 years ago. Wonderful. So everybody is acquainted with some of the other points, right? Okay. So now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not different from Krishna, who is the embodiment of all knowledge, who is the embodiment of complete majesty and supremacy, it's very surprising that he never wrote anything. He never wrote books. He never wrote songs. He never wrote anything. But all that he blessed us in written form and in oral form are these 8 verses of instruction called as Shikshashtaka. So we'll dive deep in the time that we have, the next 30 minutes or so, into the first verse of the Shikshastika. So we'll read line by line, right? We'll have a chant and response sort of chant. So I read the first line and then you can respond. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha dāvāgni nirvāpaṇam. Please chant.
Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha dāvāgni nirvāpaṇam.
Shreyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadho jivanam.
Shreyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadho jivanam.
Anandam budhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadhanam.
Anandamudivardhanam pratipadam purnamritaswadhanam.
Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam.
Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna sankirtanam.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So now let's dive into this verse. This composition is in the language of Sanskrit. And for understanding purpose, let's divide this verse into 8 portions. Yes? So the first portion is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. This is the first portion. The second portion is Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. This is the second portion. The third part is Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. The fourth portion is Vidhya Vadhu Jivanam. The fifth part of the verse is Anand Ambhudi Vardhanam. The sixth part is Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. The seventh part is Sarvatma Snapanam. And the final part of the verse is
Param
Vijayate
Shri
Krishna Sankirtanam. So, the subject of this verse could be given as 7 benefits of chanting the holy name. Can we have the door shut so that there's a division between the spiritual world and the material world? Okay. So, the 8th portion is Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, the topic of this discussion is 7 benefits of chanting the holy name, congregational chanting of the holy name. So the 7 benefits are the first 7 parts, and the topic is the 8th. What are we talking about? Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. And what does the word Sankirtan mean?
Congregational chanting.
Congregational chanting. What does the word Kirtanam mean? Sorry?
Celebrating.
Speaking.
Music, okay, celebrate. What else?
Speaking about.
Speaking, okay.
Speaking about qualities and name of the Lord.
No, just the word Kirtan. Kirtan.
Come together and chant.
Sorry?
Come together.
Come together and chant. And Prabhu said about the qualities of the Lord, okay. The word Kirtanam, Sri Sri Radha Gopi Vallabha ki. So the word Kirtanam comes from the Sanskrit word Kirti. And Kirti means to?
Glorify.
Glorify. So Kirtanam technically means to glorify anything. But the Acharyas say true glorification can be given only to Krishna. So therefore Kirtan refers to Krishna Kirtan. Only Krishna Kirtan. Now what does the word Sam mean? We say Sang Kirtan, right? So Sam means?
Together.
What else? Together.
Equal.
Okay. Sama. Okay. Although that's a different word in Sanskrit, I'll still take it. Together, complete. The word sam means sangha also and samyak also. Sangha means together, as you all said. And samyak means complete. So to completely glorify Shri Krishna, congregationally, together, is Krishna Sankirtan. Shri Krishna Sankirtan means to come together and completely glorify Shri Krishna. Okay? And what does Param Vijayate mean? What does Param mean?
Supreme.
Supreme. Any examples of the word Param and where it is used? Any example? Parameshwar. Parameshwar. Ishwara means Lord and Parameshwar means the Supreme Lord. Yes, somebody at the back.
Param Brahma.
Param Dhamma. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Very nice. Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna tells Krishna, you're the topmost. Param. So Param means topmost. And Vijayate mean?
Victory.
So Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Who can translate the whole thing in one go? Yes, Prabhu.
All victory to the glorious congregational glorification of Sri Krishna.
Wonderful. Yes? Any other answers? Everybody's has accepted his answer, right? Because that's perfect. Okay. So now we understand the topic. We are discussing about congregationally chanting the holy name. So the first seven portions we'll cover in the next 30 minutes on what are the benefits of chanting the holy name together. So the first part is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. What does the word Cheto or Chetana mean?
Consciousness.
Yes? Consciousness. What else? Heart, okay.
Hridayam.
Yes, Hridayam is a synonym for heart. Yes? Cheta, consciousness, heart. Okay, the next word. What does Darpana mean?
Mirror.
Mirror. And Marjanam means?
Cleaning.
Cleaning. Where have we popularly heard the word Marjanam?
Gundicha.
Who said that? Wow, wonderful. You're a new Gundicha Dham. Gundicha Marjanam. So Marjanam means to cleanse or clean. So, Cheto Darpana Marjanam means to cleanse the mirror of one's consciousness. So, by chanting the holy name and glorifying Shri Krishna in the association of Vaishnavas, the first and foremost effect is the holy name which is chanted will cleanse the mirror of our consciousness. Now, why is it important to clean the mirror of our consciousness? Why is it needed?
Because is it dirty?
It is dirty. And what is the dirt?
Material contamination.
Material contamination, like?
Six enemies.
Sorry?
Thought.
Okay, material thoughts or desires. Yes, Prabhu?
Six enemies.
Six enemies. What are those six enemies so that we all know?
Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada.
And what's the English of this? Kama means lust. Who is not lusty here? I'm not raising my hand, I'm just inspired. Who is not lusty here?
Krishna sir.
Yes. Kama. Krodha anger. Means anger. Lobha means
greed.
Moha means illusion. Mad means madness. And matsarya means
envy.
So all of us agree that we have all these six enemies sitting inside of us, inside our body, in the heart of our consciousness. We all agree? The mirror is dirty with this dirt and we have to clean it. And it is very difficult to clean it all by ourselves. You can clean the tiles of a toilet by putting in some acid and scrubbing it. And it's just like 1 hour work. But to clean the contamination in the mirror of our heart or our consciousness, it's not 1 hour work. Because we have been in this material world since time immemorial. And there are deposition after deposition after deposition. Layer after layer after layer. Every birth that we have taken, we have just fed these enemies and they have become very strong now. They have become very fat and hefty inside of us. Very powerful. Lust is very powerful, it controls us. Anger is very powerful, it controls us. Greed is very powerful, it controls us. And we on our own, we cannot cleanse it. So therefore, by chanting the holy name, by simply articulating or whispering these wonderful syllables of the holy name of Shri Krishna, the holy name in itself cleanses the heart automatically. When we were kids, we used to go to these malls which had, you know, big, big fancy concave and convex mirrors. And what's the most exciting part of it as kids? You go and stand in front of the convex or concave mirror and you seem to look very thin and very elongated, or sometimes very fat. You know, as kids you laugh. Is that the actual way we look? If you look into those mirrors, is that the actual way we look? We know, we don't look like that. Also, if you look into a dirty mirror, can you see actually the way you look? You cannot. So because these anarthas or these enemies are acting as dust and covering the mirror of our consciousness, we are not able to see our own reflection as being servants of God. We are not able to see ourselves as eternal parts and parcels of Krishna, filled with happiness, filled with beauty, filled with opulence, filled with service attitude. We cannot see it. And because this mirror of our consciousness is filled with all these impurities, we see ourselves as the masters instead of seeing ourselves as the servant. The mirror is not reflecting what we are, but is giving a perverted reflection of our true identity. So the chanting of the holy name does two things. One, cleansing the mirror of and freeing us of all our impurities. And second, because the impurities are gone, we can see ourselves as we are. So how many of us want to see ourselves as we are, as true servants of God? That's it. So I assume those who haven't raised your hands are already self-realized. Is it so? Okay. So all of us want to see ourselves as servants of Krishna and free from all impurities. Therefore, that is our first reason why we must come together and loudly chant,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now the second part. The second part is Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. So what does the word Davagni mean?
Burning fire.
Are we reading from there? Or blazing forest fire, okay. Any synonyms to that? You say this word every day. What is the word for forest fire that we say every morning?
Samsara.
Dava. Davanala. Davagni, Davanala all give the sense of a forest fire. So samsara Davanala means the forest fire of this world. Yes? So here, Bhava Mahadavagni. So Mahadavagni gives the sense of a big forest fire. What do you mean by a big forest fire? A forest fire is in itself big and intense. What does Maha mean?
Big.
Really big. Right? Burning down.
Big.
And what does the word Bhava mean?
Bhavataha, yours.
Bhavataha is yours, but what does Bhava mean?
Material world,
yes. But you're very close actually. That is true. You're very close. So what does Bhava mean? So when you say Chiranjeevi Bhava, what does Bhava mean?
Be.
Or to become. Yes? So this material world is called Bhava because we are constantly becoming something or the other. We are becoming old. We are becoming diseased. We are becoming angry. We are becoming lusty. And we become dead and we are born. So we are constantly on the move. Therefore this world is called as Bhava. Bhava, Maha, Davagri, Nirvapanam. And Nirvapanam means to extinguish. So the chanting of the holy names, it extinguishes the great forest fire of this material world. Now my question is, what is the forest fire? Why do you say this material world has a forest fire? What is the forest fire that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about?
Because it takes you and burns you.
What burns us?
Fire.
Without any reason it.
Maya starts.
Yes. No, I'm just trying to go deep. What is burning us?
Fire, the forest fire, the material world. It takes you within and destroy you.
Any example how we are being burnt in this material world?
Desire.
Who said? Desire. And how would you say that's burning us?
We desire certain inexorable things like long life, health, wealth, all the opulences that rightfully belong to Krishna.
Okay.
We get them and they end up disappearing or causing great disappointment in the
wonderful
end. So we're constantly being burned.
Wonderful.
In this world.
So when you don't have something, you're burning with the desire of hankering. When you have it, you're burning with the desire of fear of losing it. And when you lose it, you're burning with the fire of lamentation. So that's one angle of how desires burn us in this world. What are the other angles? Why do you say this material world is like a forest fire? Let's speak on personal levels. What is burning you?
Six enemies.
Six enemies, okay, as covered. They are constantly troubling us, very much linked with the desires. Yes, what else is burning us in this material world? Both stalwart devotees, I don't know whom to pick. Yes, Charan Jivani Prabhu.
Three types of miseries.
Three types of miseries, and what are they?
Adidaivik,
Adibhautik, and Adhyatmik Klesha. Adidaivik is natural calamity. They're constantly burning us. Constant anxiety. Oh, there's a tsunami, there's an earthquake, there's a Hurricane Katrina. You know? And Adibhautik, they suffering caused by others. Right? It could be an insect, it could be as insignificant as a mosquito, it can just bite you and you're in the ICU. Right? With malaria. And Adhyatmik Klesha, suffering caused by our own mind, our own self, in the form of anxiety, in the form of stress, in the form of depression, so many other kleshas. Yes, what were you saying?
I was telling about a forest fire, you know, it starts without any reason. We don't know how it started. Mm. Like our coral, we don't know how it started and it's continuously burning us.
Yes, so we have fire everywhere. As far as our dealings are concerned, little bit of argument because of some envy or ego, and there's a forest fire in the form of quarrel. There is forest fire of heat as far as climate is concerned. There is forest fire inside because of our desires, and there are forest fire outside. So in all possible cases, we are being burned. So how does the chanting of the holy name eradicate or extinguish that forest fire? By chanting the holy name, are all your problems solved? No, then why should we chant?
Because we've become detached from material nature through being cleansed.
Uh-huh. The problems might not end, but our strength to transcend them increases. All the great devotees had problems. The fire is still present, but because of the chanting of the holy names, you are no longer burnt. Just like this rainfall, can we stop the rain? We cannot. But as soon as you put up an umbrella, it's still raining, but you protect yourself from getting wet. So the chanting of the holy names is like that. The fire of material existence will continue, but Krishna protects you in such a way that not a spark burns you. Because your circumstance don't change, but your consciousness in that circumstance changes. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. Krishna tells Arjuna that to go beyond the three modes. So we, instead of trying to solve the problem, we transcend them. Instead of running away from the problems, we run into them and solve them by the mercy of Krishna. One devotee was recently speaking about how forest fires are so dangerous that in some part of the world, that one man was driving a car and there was a forest fire which was lit around, and to escape himself, he was speeding up and the forest fire just caught up with him. The speed is unbelievable. So that's another way of how we can try to run away from the problems of this world, but we can never escape. Till the time we don't surrender to Krishna, these problems will continue. But if you surrender to the chanting of the holy names, as the mirror is getting cleansed, our six enemies inside are dying one by one, our natural, true constitutional nature of purity, of love, of humility, of tolerance, of forgiveness, of compassion, all naturally rise. And in the presence of these qualities, no forest fire can stand. So therefore, if you want to extinguish the forest fires of this forest fire of this material world, we all have to come together and loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now the third part, the third benefit of chanting the holy name is Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. What does Chandrika mean? The moon. Chandra. Yes? The moon. And Vitaranam means?
Melting.
Melting.
Yeah.
Vitaranam, okay?
Distributing,
spreading. Distributing or spreading, yes. Chandra means the moon, and Chandrika means the moon beam. Moonlight. So Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Now what does Kairava mean? There is a certain type of flower or a lotus by the name Kumuda or Kairava, which opens up at night. Generally lotus has, or lotus flowers have this quality that they open up with sunrise and close with sunset. But there's a specific flower called as Kumuda or Kairava, which is like a white lotus, which opens up when the moon rises and closes when the moon sets and the sun rises. Just the opposite. So what is this example? Shreya means long-lasting fortune or benediction. So Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarana, that the holy name spreads the moonbeam of mercy. What does this mean? Why is the moon compared? What are the qualities of the moon or the moon beam?
Cool.
Sorry?
Cool.
Who said it? What is it?
Cool.
Cool. So the moon beam is very comfortable. Interesting. See how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu phrases it. He speaks about Mahadavagni or the forest fire, the heat, and immediately he speaks about Shreya Kairava Chandrika. If you're standing in the heat and suddenly you go in the shade, how does it feel?
Fresh.
Fresh, blissful, soothing. So the holy name not just removes the heat, but blesses us with the soothing, cool moon rays of mercy. What are the other qualities of the moon?
Dissipates darkness.
Dissipates darkness. Wonderful. One moon is enough to dissipate the dark sky. So in the dark age of Kali Yuga, which is filled with faults, filled with ignorance, one moon of the holy name is sufficient to completely lit the consciousness, to save us and keep us from darkness to light. Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya. The holy name takes us from darkness to light. What are the other qualities of the moon? I'm waiting for a specific quality.
It nourishes, it may not be related to this. Uh-huh. It nourishes the vegetables. And
nourishes the vegetables, so it gives taste.
Taste.
Right? It gives taste to what we eat. So the holy name is the embodiment of all rasa. Taste. Right? So the taste that we have for eating, also in the vegetables, as you said, comes from the moonbeam. So similarly, in our dealings, in our service to each other as Vaishnavas, in our service to Krishna, the taste or the mellows which are shared originates from the holy name. What are the other qualities of the moon?
Agitate the water and the ocean.
It agitates the water in the ocean, okay. And how would you relate that to this discussion?
It pulls us towards,
you know,
Krishna. It pulls towards the moon.
It agitates the ocean of Krishna's mercy. Yeah? Krishna is Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of mercy. So just like the moon pulls and creates tides by chanting the holy name, there are tides which are created in the heart of Krishna and Krishna showers his mercy. Alright? What are the other qualities of the moon?
Purity.
Purity. Purity. So the holy name is all pure. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Namino. The holy name is never impure. Just like recently we were discussing how the holy name can be chanted by anyone. Muchihai Shuchihai Yadi Krishna Bhaje. Shuchihai Muchihai Yadi Krishna Pyaje. The Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the lowest of the lowest in the form of habits or in the form of birth, so to speak, a Shudra or a dog eater, a Chandala Yavana, can become higher than a Brahmana, can become a Uttam Vaishnav simply by worshipping Sri Krishna by chanting the holy name. But the topmost, so to speak, materially, will become the lowest if he gives up the holy name. So yes, the holy name is pure and can give purity to those who chant. Therefore, those who chant the holy name more, what do we call them?
Paramahamsa.
Pure devotee. Where does that purity come from? We say, oh, that person has been chanting for 30 years. He is a pure devotee. Yeah. Where is that purity coming from? Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram. Krishna is all pure. Krishna's holy name is all pure. And those who chant the holy name also become all pure. I'm just looking for one quality of the moon. Yes, Prabhu.
The moon is the god of mind.
Okay. So by chanting the holy name, which is like the moon, you can have sense control or mind control.
Majority of the major is the Parashvara. Starts with.
Very nice. You can control the mind. Mantra. Right? Very nice. Still, I have still not gotten at the point that I'm looking for. Yes?
It makes everything look beautiful.
Looks everything look beautiful. Okay. Still not the point I'm looking for. Yes, at the back.
Gives light in the darkness.
Yes, already covered. That's already covered. Copyright.
Is it that moon and sun are the eyes of the Supreme Person? You want to connect it?
That is a point, but not what I'm looking for.
I'm just asking, is it sun and moon are the eyes of the Lord or only moon?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, chakshuresha savita sakalak grahanam raja samasta suramurti. Chakshu, both. Yes.
It nourishes the vegetables, all the food.
Already covered.
Right.
Have you covered that point?
Yeah.
Out.
Copyright.
I'm looking for a certain point.
It has different faces.
The moon has different faces, but the holy name is so merciful, it's not Janus faced. It's just, it has one face and it is straightforward. Yes.
There are many stars, but only one moon.
There are so many mantras in the scriptures, but there is like the stars, but there is only one Maha Mantra, which is like the moon. This is right, but not the point I'm looking for. One quality of the moon.
I don't know how relevant it is, but it reflects the light from the sun.
Okay, I take that. So, we can connect that as well, but again, not the point I'm looking for. Not that scientific, just think logically. What does the moon do? Does it have... Yes, Prabhu.
The soothingness.
Yes, already covered. First point, that's covered. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala. Already covered. Yes.
So, Krishna.
Last three chances, okay? So, this is one among them. You can think mentally.
Yeah.
You can raise your hands if you want to get to the next.
So,
yes.
Krishna used to dance with the gopi in the moon, when the moon shine.
So, Krishna used to dance with the gopis when the moon shine. That is correct, again, but not the answer I'm looking for. Yes, Mataji.
It waxes and wanes.
It is what?
It waxes and wanes.
That is true, but not my answer. Yes, Prabhu.
Like the sun, it shines on everyone and
wonderful.
Everyone unconditionally.
Yes, this is what I'm looking for. The moon gives its light to everyone undiscriminately or indiscriminately, without any discrimination. Was this point covered?
No.
So the point is, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, which means the holy name is like the moon, where it is ready to give its light to anything and everything, anyone and everyone. The holy name has no criteria and has no hindrance. There is no consideration. Tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaha. There is no consideration. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the holy name to everyone. And the only price you have to pay to accept the holy name of Sri Krishna is?
Faith.
Shraddhavan janahe, shraddhavan janahe. Just having faith. If you can put faith in the holy names of Sri Krishna, that the holy names of Sri Krishna are non-different from Krishna, and therefore they are as purifying and as well-wishing as Sri Krishna is, that's it. And anyone who has a tongue, like all of us, and anyone who has time, like all of us, and anyone who has the energy and the faith, like all of us, can put their arms up in the air, like all of us, and chant the holy name, like all of us. Hare
Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
I would like to tell you a very interesting story on this point. In India, the stories of Akbar and Birbal are very famous. How many of you have heard of Akbar and Birbal? Very nice. Okay. So, something related to this point. So, Akbar was an emperor, and Birbal was this very witty minister who could help with all the different things. And he was so witty, on the spot, always, ready to save people out of death. So, one time, this King Akbar, he was in his room, in his bedroom, the inner chambers, and he happened to step out towards his balcony. And accidentally, his leg hit something, he tripped over, and he fell, and he broke his jaw. His jaw hit the ground, and he broke the jaw. So immediately all the doctors came in, all the ministers came in, all the assistants and servants came in, and they treated the king. And after he felt a little okay, the chief minister asked the king, "O king, just tell me, before hitting your jaw onto the ground, where you plan to go to the balcony, did you see anybody's face?" The king said, "Why are you asking this question?" He said, "I just want to know if somebody's face is inauspicious for you. Because if you see somebody's face, and then you tripped over, you fell, and you broke your jaw, so his face is, or her face is inauspicious. Is there anyone's face that you saw?" So Akbar started thinking. He said, "I don't think. Wait a minute. There was one washerman. And I was stepping into the balcony, and as soon as I stepped in, and I looked at him and I smiled, he looked at me with his clothes and he just greeted me. And as soon as I saw him, yes, right, I tripped over and I fell. That's right, I saw him." So the chief minister said, "That's it. His face is inauspicious for you. You saw his face, therefore you broke your jaw. So I think, my king, you should punish him with death." King said, "Death?" He said, "Yes. His face is so inauspicious. What if he takes his face and shows to different people around this kingdom? And so many people are hurt just because of his presence. You should kill one man. He is the root cause." The king said, "Yes, seems good and sounds very reasonable. So I announce death sentence to this washerman." Now this washerman was almost in the middle of washing his clothes and his friend comes running and said, "What's the news?" He said, "You're going to die soon." Said, "For what?" He said, "The king tripped over something and broke his jaw, and he saw your face, and it's inauspicious, and therefore you're going to die." So he ran to Birbal and said, "You save me. The king has pronounced death sentence on me. You have to save me." So Birbal went to the king, and he said, "Why are you thinking that his face is inauspicious?" So Akbar said, "I saw his face, and I fell and broke my jaw. Therefore, his face is inauspicious." Birbal smiled, and he said, "You looked at his face and you broke your jaw. He looked at your face and he announced death sentence. Whose face is more inauspicious?" The king said, "Oh, this makes sense. Release him. You know? So in this story we find the chief minister and Birbal had different opinions. So one man's food is another man's poison. But the holy name is not like that. The holy name is a benediction moon for everyone. Universally, without any discrimination. So that's the third. The fourth is Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam. What does Vadhu mean? The men should know this. Vadhu means wife. So Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam has two meanings. We'll quickly run through this. The first meaning is that the chanting of the holy names is the life of all knowledge. So after learning all of this, the backbone of all learning, the life of all learning is the chanting of the holy name. And the other meaning is, whenever a faithful man walks, his chaste wife follows. So whenever the holy name, who is like the husband, is chanted, the knowledge, Vidya, who is like a chaste woman, naturally follows. So wherever there is chanting of the holy name, that person is also enlightened with transcendental knowledge. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayita Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Ahaitukam. So all of us who want to be lit with transcendental knowledge must put our arms up in the air and loudly chant, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama." So the fifth and the sixth are connected, so we'll take them together. Anand Ambudhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrata Swadhanam. Which means that one who chants the holy name is not filled just with devotion and knowledge, but is filled with unlimited ocean of happiness. And this ocean increases at every step. Does the ocean ever increase or decrease? But this ocean of ananda or bliss increases forever, eternal time, unlimitedly at every step. Pratipadam. So those who chant the holy name, the mirror of their consciousness is cleansed. They are free from all suffering. The benediction moon rays of the holy name are filled with, and they are soothed by that moon rays. The fourth, they are filled with transcendental knowledge. Fifth and sixth, they are filled with happiness. And the seventh is Sarvatma Snapanam. And in Sanskrit, Snapanam means bathing. So such a person is bathed in two ways. One, the holy name is acting like water and soap, where all the dirt and the anarthas are removed, the process of chanting, which is acting like bathing. And in the ultimate stage, the devotee or the chanter is bathed, is drenched with the ocean or shower of happiness or nectar. So in this way, these are the seven benefits of the chanting of the holy names. Can we have one by one, if you can say? Just put your hand up. The point that you remember. Yes.
Cleaning the mirror.
Cleansing the mirror of the heart. That's the first. Second. No looking into the pages. Yes.
Extinguishing the fire of material existence.
Extinguishing the forest fire of material existence. Third. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitarana. So what is that?
Soothing of the moon.
You're filled with the rays of the benediction moon. Fourth. Vidya Vadu Jivanam. What happens?
Knowledge.
You're filled with transcendental knowledge. And the holy name is the life of all scriptures. Fifth and sixth. What happens? Happiness?
Eternal bliss.
The ocean of bliss resides in our heart. And
every step it increases.
At every step this ocean is increasing. And finally the seventh is you're bathed in divine love. So let us pray to the holy name that these seven benefits let it manifest in our heart. But this will manifest only if with love, faith and devotion we congregate together, put our arms up in the air and loudly chant,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Harinam Sankirtan Ki.